When I published my last video, which was on millennials and their culture of self-love, which calls for them to embrace themselves just as they are, I felt that there might be something missing. And when I read the comments, it seems I was not alone. A few people seemed to think there was some further elaboration required, and I'm inclined to agree. One avenue that I did not fully explore was a short observation I made in passing, which is that the endless self-affirmation and narcissism of the millennials seems to belie a deeper-seated feeling of insecurity. I discussed this with Mrs. AA, and this is what she said.
On the one hand, millennials are being told to embrace themselves and boldly go forth and enjoy their lives. On the other hand, their teenage angst and insecurity is being engaged, reflected back, and in so doing, amplified by their idols and role models. The likes of Jessie J and Christina Aguilera are saying, "We relate, we feel this way too." That's reassuring on one level, but also dumbfounding. "You're just like me with my difficulties, but actually, I'm nothing like you. I don't have your looks or your talent or your sexiness. I must really be worthless." On the other hand, if you can accept yourself for who and what you are, then you are cool, self-assured, and right now. The need to forge an identity sets added pressure to navel gaze, to spend yet more time looking in the mirror and asking yourself, "Who am I?" No wonder the millennials take on a quality of insecurity, entitlement, and a superficiality devoid of any truly unique purpose. Where the Gen Xers were told, "Don't bother, it's not like you can really make a difference anyway," the millennials, who have been by equal measure pandered to, indulged, and manipulated by those who market them, are told, "You can do anything you want, as long as you don't judge yourself or anyone else, because judging is bad, and as long as you are yourself. And by the way, you are yourself if you're wearing the right clothes that reflect your own unique identity." The Gen X's insecurity comes from being told they'll never amount to anything. The millennials' insecurity comes from manipulative mixed marketing messages that lead to a feeling of conflict about themselves, their purpose, and their identity. In the 50s, the aspirational message was to create the perfect nuclear family. The next generation naturally rebelled, as all generations do, seeking to liberate the individual from any societal pressure to conform. They were a generation that created and destroyed, for the two go hand in hand. Following that, the Gen Xers shied away from anything radical, were practical and pessimistic in outlook. The millennials inherited the narcissistic tendencies of the boomer generation and the insecurity of the Generation X that preceded them. All generations inherit a mix of the characteristics of the preceding two, though their trademark is the manner of how they rebel against the previous generation. It is in understanding this natural inclination to rebel that marketers can set fashion and drive the cultural agenda, ultimately informing the lens through which generations self-identify and behave.